Welcome to Planet Dance on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, Shane Sparks, where entertainment lives. Hear all the info on how the dance world works. Welcome to part one of Dance World Driven. Find out what choreographers are hot, who's not, the up-and-coming, and new dance movies. Shane has exclusive interviews with choreographers and dancers you see dancing with, Justin Bieber, Usher, Rihanna, Chris Brown, Katy Perry, and many, many more. Learn the stories of how they went from dancers to superstars. And now, here's your host, world-famous hip-hop dance choreographer, Shane Sparks.
Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? Sorry about being late. It's getting crazy out here in California. Going from one thing to another, trying to make this dance real hot. I got to tell y'all, like, if y'all out in L.A. right now, if you're a dancer or entertainer, whatever, y'all need to get out here because it's getting crazy. Literally every single day, there's somebody shooting a video, somebody shooting a movie, somebody creating a new TV show, and they're all coming at me with, can you produce this? Can you direct that? Can you write this? Can you choreograph that? And because I'm getting more into production and more into producing, they're calling me for all these other projects, and I'm loving it. So it's making me have to, like, my time is scarce right now, so I'm going from one project to another. So then I have to come home, and then I have to do Planet Dance. So if you're listening, welcome to Planet Dance, doing it the easy way. I love y'all, and thanks for listening. Yo, crazy week going on. First of all, I got a special guest. Actually, it's about five girls that I'm going to talk to today. They're coming on around 2:15. They are basically, they're called the Wake Up Crew, basically. And their company is basically, they go around to, like, homeless people. They go around to kids that are, like, in shelters. They do certain projects just to raise money for benefits. Like, they doing their thing, and they're all dancers. So I met up with them a couple weeks ago, and we came up with this project, this idea to do a video that has something to do with obesity, bullying, just poverty, just people living on the streets, dancers trying to make it. And so we've been basically scripting it out, putting it all together, because we want to put something out there and to put dancers in a positive light, because the only time they really show us is when we're dancing, but you don't know what we're doing outside of dance. And we contribute a lot to a lot of different organizations and benefits that people don't hear nothing about because they still don't think dancers are worthy. So I want to get them online later on. So if y'all are listening, please call in. And if y'all have any questions for them, call in and, you know, ask them a few questions. And if you do certain things like that, or if you're involved in organizations like that, hit me up. It'll be a good time for you to promote, and it'll be a good time to talk to these girls. And so y'all could kind of, maybe y'all could collab. And if you're in L.A., we could shoot the video that we're going to shoot, and maybe y'all, your team could come up and join us, and we can make it a big thing. We're going to do like a, what do you call it, like a flash mob. We're going to get a whole bunch of dancers to go to the park, and we're going to do this big choreography piece, and we're going to have colored T-shirts. We got colored wristbands that people have been sending us, like donating, and we're going to do this big flash mob in the middle of the video just to represent this whole dance movement. And it's called Wake Up, and y'all going to really enjoy these girls because they do it from the heart. And one of the things that inspired me the most is people that do what they love to do and really take advantage of the opportunities, take advantage of the internet and, you know, all the access that they have when they want to, like, do something to change the world. A lot of people trying to destroy the world, but they still got a few people here that's making the world better. So I want to give big ups to the Wake Up Crew, and I keep saying Wake Up Crew. It's just called Wake Up, but it just sounds dope to say Wake Up Crew because I'm a dancer and I'm so used to being in a crew. So I say crew. You say crew? I say crew. You know what I'm saying? So, yo, I want to shout out my boy Easy. I want to shout out Easy Way Broadcasting. We are doing a lot of stuff. Every day I talk to Easy, we got some new projects going on. I want to tell you about a project that I'm working on right now that's going to get some teams some jobs. We got all these, you know, it's a lot of young dancers that are coming up in this industry. They're flying out to L.A., and a lot of times they can't get work because everything is like 18 and over. When everything is 18 and over, you know, those kids got to wait 2-3 years before they can really make some real money unless they get a Disney show or something like that. Well, we got this show called, I'm just going to throw this out there right now, working title. It's called Latin Flavor. Now, picture, I've been trying to do this for a long time. I teamed up with the lady, Brenda Russell. We actually did like a benefit last year for a bunch of kids. They came out and danced, and it was really sick. But we got together, and we got this show that she's been doing for, she actually wrote it like 6 to 7 years ago, came up with the concept, but we finally got everybody involved, and it's going to be crazy. But picture, if you got In Living Color, we got the dancers, okay, so think of In Living Color, how it start. Picture like Oprah, you know, I don't want to say Oprah, but picture talk show, you know what I mean, where you got the artist coming in and you're talking to them. Then picture Train, you got the people performing, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? And then you got the American Bandstand, you got the whole crowd of kids sitting in there. Then you got the LCD, LED lights and LED TVs, and you got all these plasma things and so much technology going on. And then you got Rachel Ray as far as cooking. The whole show is based around this girl who's got the Latin flavor, and they cook. And basically, they show you different recipes to help you lose weight, show you how to say how to watch calories, things that give you energy. So a lot of young kids, they're basically running around, and they're eating a lot of stuff that they shouldn't be eating, and they don't understand that stuff affects them later in the future. So we're trying to stop that, you know what I mean? So they know. Once we tell them, it's up to them to, you know, to take heed to it. But we want to make sure that all these dancers that are out here, they're eating right, because we dance a lot. We burn a lot of calories every single day. And, you know, we burn a lot of calories, but we got to refuel our body. And when we burn those calories, we refuel it with a candy bar or with some chocolate or with some cake or with some cereal that's not good. You know what I mean? We want to show y'all different techniques and different recipes that y'all can eat that taste good, but it's going to keep your body healthy. So the show is called Latin Flavor, and we just got the stage. We just got a picture of what the stage is going to look like, and it looks amazing. It's like it looks crazy, but we're still working on a few details. Of course, that's how the business is. You got to make sure everything, all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed and all the signatures are right before anything happens. But we're shooting a sizzle reel, so I'm going to be auditioning a bunch of kids to shoot this sizzle reel. I'm going to be looking for like 6 to 8 kids, choreographing like maybe 3 to 4 routines, like 4 to 8 counts a piece, because those are going to be, you're not saying you will be the dancers, but you'll have an option to be the dancers for the real show. But we got to get the sizzle reel together. So I'm going to be looking for dancers for that. So if you listen to this, Planet Dance, make sure you check out my Twitter, Sparks5678. Make sure you check out my Facebook, Shane Sparks/Facebook. Make sure you check those out, because I will be posting, and if I post it, you'll get all the information. Once you get the information, then you hit me up, you tweet me, say, yo, Shane, I got the information, I'm going to be there. Because I'm telling you, there's a lot of kids out here that need work, and there's a lot of kids out here that don't really know how to get jobs or how to get work. I'm trying to prepare you, and I'm trying to be that person that gives you that, you know. So if you're listening, pay attention. Shane Sparks, Planet Dance. Yo, I got this artist that's going to be coming out here in a couple weeks. Alizé, yo, Alizé, if y'all don't know who Alizé is, y'all will know. I got to keep promoting her. So, E, if you got that song queued up, please get that code red. Yo, check this out. It's my girl, Alizé, straight from Houston. I'm promoting her because she's going to be out here soon, and I need y'all to understand. Get it.
and my eyes will get locked. At the counts of love, of course, guaranteed to prove and I'll return of a bar. Green don't stand a chance, and the yellow almost late. But give me that red, and he won't never go out late. It's like we faded in the moonlight of candle. If I had one wish, it would be a red.
Planet Dance, your boy Shane Sparks reporting back live, Los Angeles, California. It's about 80 degrees, something like that. Clear, this is the clearest sky of the year. I swear to God, I can't understand what's going on right now. But it's beautiful and I love it. And I wouldn't want to be nowhere else right now. Yo, Amy calls in, she's going to have a 17, her last four digits are 1792. So if she's on the line, let me know. If she's there, then you can just bring her in. Or when you see that 1792, area code 323, let me know she's there and we'll bring her in. But, yeah, and everybody, I don't know what's going on the 6th, but if y'all are in L.A., make sure you be at the Convention Center for World of Dance Tour. World of Dance Tour, I got my girl Eva performing. The tour is going to be sick. Her show is hot. The dancers are crazy. She's actually shooting her video. She actually shot her video today and yesterday and today. So we'll be shooting for, be looking out for that. We'll be posting it. If you haven't seen our new show called Booked, it's an online show with Eva, and it's basically showing dancers, showing people the life of dancers on tour and trying to get booked on tour and the process. And we, our first episode got put up last Monday. The next one will be up this Monday. So if you haven't seen it, make sure y'all go check out EvaUniverse.com and check out Booked, B-O-O-K-E-D. And if you're a dancer, you know exactly what Booked means because it's the only word you want to hear when you're at an audition, when you're at a movie, when you own anything, is you've been booked. So, yeah, so make sure y'all follow that. Check out, go to my Twitter because I got it posted up there, Sparks, at Sparks5678. Make sure y'all go check that out. And I would like to get some feedback. Tell me if y'all feel in the direction that we're going and let me know that, you know, the show is hot and this is and we're doing it right because a lot of shows, they don't give you what you want. They show you what they want you to see. We're trying to show you what it's really like when a person gets cut from a show, when a person gets booked on a show. If there's an argument, there's a legitimate argument. It's not some staged argument. We want it to be live, you know what I mean? So, Shane Sparks, Planet Dance, what we got? Waiting on my girl Amy LeClaire to come in. Wake up, where you at? Wake
hey,
up.
Hey,
hey. There you go. What's up, Amy? How you doing?
Hey, we're good. We're actually getting ready to go on a recycle run right now.
Oh, that's what's up. Explain to me what a recycle run is.
So, every so often, Mission Wake Up, we collect recyclables and we go down to the North Hollywood recycling station, and in turn, that's how we raise money so that we can go out in the community and dance and sing and perform and just spread our message of world awareness and giving back and using our talents for the greater good.
I love it, man. I love it. Tell me, how many people are in your crew, your organization?
So many. We had the 2012 cast, and that was about seven of us, ranging from singers pursuing their own artistical music career, and then we had dancers, we had actors, all sorts of stuff. So there's about 10 in 2012, and the 2013 cast, we're just full of ladies this time, and there's six of us this time, and we're getting ready to do a cool video that we're so excited to work on about bullying and some dude named Shane Sparks. I don't know if you've heard of him, but
no, I ain't never heard that dude.
Yeah, we're grateful to be working with him, and you know, just branching out and getting other people from the entertainment world involved and interested in what we're doing, so that we can combine, you know, the entertainment industry with Wake Up as well. Because I think all artistic worlds should come together, you know, whether you're grassroots or up at the top, you know. So.
I love it, man. I love it. Tell me this, Amy. What inspired you to start this? Like, did something dramatic happen? Did you see something crazy? Like, what made you start this? And, you know, what's the fuel behind it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I wanted to start Wake Up after I watched the Coney video that went viral on YouTube. And it made me realize that there are so many things going on in the world that people my age, you know, in their 20s, they're just not aware of because we're concerned with where we're going to get our next pair of shoes or when we're going to go shopping or hit the clubs. And it's like, you know, that's a problem when there's people living in million-dollar mansions and then you drive 20 minutes away to Skid Row and we have people starving and begging for one
right.
day. So it woke me up and that inspired me, hey, wake up, let's do it. So
right.
here we are.
No, you're so right, man, because sometimes I sit around and I watch certain things and it's so funny. Like when you watch people like Tupac and Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg, every time they talk in their interviews, they always say, we was in the hood, but we could see right over the hill. We see people living in mansions. And it was crazy
yeah.
how they were that close to people that didn't have no problems financially. And then you go right across the street or right across the freeway, and you got people that are just suffering and just going through drama and doing whatever it takes to survive. And that blows my mind how it could be that close and nobody ever takes the time to say, you know what, this little complex right here, I'm about to put $5 million into this complex to redo the bathrooms, to redo the kitchen, to put another store here, or to, you know, to make it look nicer, you know, but they'll put $5 million in a dance video or, you know what I mean? Like, they'll put so much money in a movie or a TV show that'll get canceled in, like, the first or second episode, but yet they could have used all that money to make something, to make a difference for real, you know? So
Absolutely.
It always blew my mind. And that's
Absolutely.
Why when I met you, I was like, I have to be involved with this. I don't know where it's going to go, but I know it's going in a good direction because we got to change the world, man. If we don't do it, nobody's going to do it because the people at the top don't care, man. So I'm
Absolutely.
Proud of you. Yeah, man. And I'm glad I met you, and I'm glad that we, you know, we got a chance to talk. And I can't wait till this project gets on the go so people can see exactly what we're doing and what we're talking about. And I want to introduce you to, I'm not sure if E is on the line, but I want to introduce you to one of my partners who gave me this show. His name is Eric Zuli. If you're on the line,
okay.
Eric, I want to introduce y'all. Amy, this is Eric. Eric, this is Amy. Are you there? I guess he's not there. But I want to introduce y'all.
Come on, man. You know I need to do an intro before I can pop in.
No. Stupid. Yo, but this is my boy Easy. This is Amy LeClaire, and she's like the, you know, one of the people who founded Wake Up. And I wanted to introduce y'all together because I would like for her to come on your show because he has a bigger crowd than I have, and he reaches out
wow.
to a lot of people. And I would love for him to have you on there and, you know, maybe some of your other girls just so y'all can promote and get the word around.
Wow. Thank you so much. We'd love to.
You're
hey,
very
hey,
welcome.
Nice.
And,
nice to meet you.
If you want to say something to her, feel free. If not, I made the introduction, and we'll talk later so y'all can, you know, set something up.
Eric,
well,
nice to meet you.
I'm trying to take your time on the radio, Shane. This is your show, but we can talk off the air. But I'll just say this. I love what you're doing, and anybody that's taking their time to, you know, do good and make a difference. I work with a lot of philanthropy projects, so I'm looking forward to, you know, talking to you off the air.
Yeah,
definitely. Okay. And, yeah, like he said, he does a lot of nonprofit situations. I would love for one time, picture this, E, if we got the girls, we came down with, like, maybe they would pack lunches. They would make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, like 200 or 300 of them, in a paper bag,
yeah.
go down to the homeless and give them out. You know what I mean? And then they would do a dance number. Like, can you imagine we have something like that at one of the nonprofit shows?
Totally.
And we had all these girls come down and they give them food away and we videotape that, you know, just to show people what's really going on. It's not a joke. We're not faking this.
It's
We're not doing it for the radio or TV. Nobody sees this. This is strictly just for what we want to represent and how we feel and what we want to do to make a change. So that'll be dope.
Yeah, totally. We work with a lot of organizations as far as the homeless goes, and I like you guys have a unique niche. As far as the pictures I've seen, I don't really know too much, but I know, you know, if Shane's involved, it's all good. So yeah, we're dancing on the planet and for a good reason. That's why it's called Planet
Yes,
Dance.
Sir. Yes, sir. So, Amy, I'm going to let you go because we got to meet later on today. So go and do what y'all got to do. And I appreciate you calling in. Keep up the good work. And I will see you soon, all right?
All right. Thank you. See you in a bit.
You're very welcome. We out.
All righty. Bye.
Yes. Your boy, Chase Boys, get it. Planet Dance, changing the world. See, these are the things that I'm talking about because – If I didn't have this radio show, I wouldn't be able to reach the people that I reach. If I wasn't on ABDC, I wouldn't have met the people that I met. If I wasn't on So You Think You Dance, I wouldn't be who I am today. If it wasn't for you guys, sir, I wouldn't have the respect that I got. It's little stuff like this that the media does for people like me and people like like other artists. They give you that avenue, that opportunity to shine and to show people who you are, and then you take what they're trying to do, and people respect it more because they see me involved, they see people like Eric involved, they see people like whatever, anybody that's a celebrity. Once they see their name or they see they're really doing it and they're not doing it for publicity, that makes other people look at it like, I could be doing that too. Like, I don't have to be a celebrity to do this. And if he's doing that and he's got millions of dollars, then, you know what I mean, I'm missing out. I could dedicate some of my time to this. That's what I want to do. It's not all about dance in my world. I want people to understand that. Dance is the stepping stone, and I tell this to everybody that I talk to. Dance is my stepping stone to get to the big picture, and the big picture is basically to change the world, to make it better so people can understand. I want to talk to young guys. When I was 15, I didn't have nobody telling me, don't do this, do that, you know, talk to girls this way, or, you know what I mean? I didn't have nobody telling me stuff like that, so I learned it firsthand. So I would like to be that voice to tell some of these young guys, you know, be careful when you're dealing with these women. Be careful when you're dealing with friends, because the guy you call your best friend would be the same guy that would be trying to take everything that you have, and you won't see it until it's already done. So I want to be that voice. The big picture is being able to have a voice to be able to shine down on everybody that really wants to listen to me and give them hope and warn them. Set them up for the future, because you know how easy it is for a person to get through college if somebody set them up in high school? You know how easy it is to work a computer if somebody gives you the basic knowledge of it? You know how easy it is to go through a dance class if somebody gives you privates and show you the basics, the fundamentals of dance? Once you get those fundamentals, those things, when you go to do something, it's so much easier. Not saying it's going to be super easy, but it's, you understand it better, and you want to do it more because now you understand the technical side of it. That's what I want to do. It's way more than that, man. All these dance shows I did, I love them to death, but at the end of the day, you know what I really want to do? I want to sit down with all those crews and get to know them and tell them what I really went through and what it's like to be where I'm at and how sometimes I was happy and sometimes I was unhappy. A lot of times I was really unhappy because I wanted to. I saw myself doing so much more. You know what I mean? And, you know, people don't see that, and people only see the fame. The fame is nothing, man. The fame ain't nothing if you can't contribute something beautiful from it. If I can't change somebody's life with my fame, it's all worthless, because you have a lot of money, you have cars, you have houses, you have all this stuff. But you know what? If you set $1 million on the table, what can it do? Nothing. If you have a Bentley sitting in the garage, what can it do? Nothing. If you have a house fully furnished, just sitting there, what can that house do for anybody else, and what can it do for me? Nothing. It's up to me as a person to take that car that I got to drive around to different situations and change their life. It's up to me to take that $1 million that I got, take some of it and apply it here. Give here, give there. You know what I mean? Go to different benefits and, you know, and show my appreciation for being where I'm at in that house. Imagine having a 10-bedroom house. You know how many people you could feed and you could, like, you know, you could give them room and board. And I'll make them work because I don't want anybody doing nothing for free. But the work that they'll be doing is going to contribute to their future. You know what I mean? But imagine people got 10 houses, 10 cars, you know, 4-bedroom houses all over the place, and one person lives there. Nobody lives at the other ones because you can only live in one. But yet they spend all that money and all that time and all that energy and doing stuff like that when they could take one of those houses and they can put up a whole, like, 3 or 4 families. You know what I mean? And put them up for a certain amount of time. Put them in there just long enough so when they get out of there, they set up for a job. They graduated high school. And I'm not saying went through high school, but they got their GED. They've used that time to get some type of trade. So now I've given them an opportunity to get their life together. Now it's on them. I taught them how to fish, so now they can go get their own food. You feel me? That's all. You know what I mean? I was watching, oh, my God, I see so many things in my life. But I was watching DMX the other day, man. He said some stuff online that just blew my mind. But one of the things he said, I only know how to speak the truth. You know what I mean? And I don't have time to talk about something I don't know about. I don't have time to lie about anything. I don't have time to waste time. All my time is dedicated to my future, my family, and changing the game. That's all it's for. So if I'm not doing that, what am I doing here? If you're not doing it, what are you doing here? If you sit back, really look at yourself and say, what am I contributing to this world right now that could change it? Like, who am I? What do I represent? If you can't answer that question and find 2 or 3 things that you're doing to change the world, you're irrelevant. You don't need to be here. You're just a waste of time. You're a waste of air, and you know, your waste of, you're using all these, all of our resources that we could be using to make ourselves better. So look at yourself, and you don't realize you could do the smallest thing. I'm gonna tell you this: the smallest thing. I remember I saw my boy. I'm gonna tell the story, and his name is Brandon, good friend of mine. He's a dancer out here. Brandon came to L.A., met him on So You Think You Can Dance. He auditioned. He didn't really make the show, but he's a dope dancer. I saw him walking down. I'm sorry, y'all. I like to tell stories. I'm sorry. If y'all listen to my show, I'm real. This is all real. No bull crap, okay? I'm walking down Lancashire in North Hollywood. I mean, he's walking. I'm driving up the street. And I see him. I was like, is that Brandon? He just had this look on his face like the world is about to end. So I turn around, and I'm like, Brandon. He's like, hey, what's up, Shane? What's up? He comes over to my car. I was like, what you up to? He's like, man, just hustling, trying to get in there. And I could see the tears in his eyes. Like, you could tell when somebody's, like, at the edge. I'm looking at him, and I'm very sensitive to people. You know what I mean? I don't care, man. I don't care. I have what I have, and if I want to give, I can. I saw him, and I was like, yo, what's up? What you up to, man? He was like, man, Shane, I can't even pay my rent right now. He said, I just walked out of the house right now, walking down the street, trying to figure out how I'm going to come up and make some money to pay my rent right now. I don't have a car. I don't have a job, you know, and I'm just out here struggling. That was, to me, like, when I pulled up, it was almost like it was just meant to happen. Like, I was his blessing. I turned around. I asked him what's wrong. He tells me. I give him enough money to pay his rent. And Brandon don't even know me that well. He just know me from TV, and we see each other around. You know, we cool friends, but not tight. And, dude, he's probably about 22, 23, just start tearing. You know what I mean? It was like, Shane, I can't believe this is crazy. He's like, I'm praying to God if somebody come through for me and help me. And if I wasn't driving up the street that day, like, it's crazy because I could have been anywhere. I don't know, you know, he probably would have got it somewhere eventually, but God makes things happen in, you know, the way it's supposed to happen. So me coming up the street and him walking out of his house at that time, it was fate. And that changed his impression of me. That changed his impression of life, and it made his faith a little stronger because he prayed for that, and he got it. And I don't want to be all like, pray, and God. I'm just telling you what's real. You know what I mean? And from that day on, me and that boy have been so tight. Anything that's going on, he tells me about. Anything I got going on, I tell him about. And I'm actually made a real friend, you know, and he calls me a real friend. You know, I don't hang out with him every day, but he knows where my heart is, and I got his back if I got it. Very rare to have people like that in your life. And it's crazy because I'm going to get a little personal, too, because all I want to do is change people's lives. My whole life has been that. And it's funny, right when I got to a point where I can do so much damage, not damage in bad, but damage as in good, you know, to change the world, somebody snatched it away from me. And it's like whenever somebody wants to do good, they snatch them away. But if I was rapping about crazy stuff and about women and about drugs and money and da-da-da-da, if I was doing all that, I'd be the biggest star in the world. They wouldn't touch me. But for some reason, when I started, you know, doing certain things, I traveled the world, and I did stuff for free. I would go to people's houses. I would go to birthday parties. I would call people on the phone. I would sign autographs. I was doing anything that it took to show people that I wasn't Hollywood. It's Hollywood didn't make me. I'm who I am. I was who I was before I went to Hollywood, and that would never change me. I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio, and I will always say that. And that man that grew up in Cincinnati, Ohio, would never be changed by what's out here, you know? So I know I'm rambling, but that's just me, you know? Let's get a song going. Yo, if y'all know my girl Eva Universe, y'all need to get used to this song right here because this is her thing. It's going to be dropping soon. She's actually going to be performing it at the Convention Center at World of Dance, yo. Hit me up if y'all like the song. Hit me up on my Twitter. Hit me up on my Facebook. Let me know what's going on in the world. Let me know what's going on in the dance world, and I will definitely keep you informed. Yo, E, if you got that, if you got that Eva Universe song queued up, please play it. Yo, Eva Universe, why is it? That's my girl. Let's get it.
It's not the first time you've shown up to fight with me. Half 4 in the morning. You're brave when you're drinking, so say what you came here to say. Never had a warning that you keep it all inside, yeah. I don't wanna make you hide anything. Tell me that I'm wrong if I am. I know we can't agree on everything. Why is it that you always surrender? We lose it. time I open my door to see both of your hands up. If there's no tough love to keep us in touch, will you be mine to get bored of? Then I had a dream about it. What I wanna live without ugly days. If you're always on my side, then what happens when the ride is over, babe? Why is it that you always surrender? Bleed a little bit, bleed a little bit. Come on, put up a fight just one time. Make me wanna scream a little bit, scream a little bit. Na 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 na, na 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 na, na 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 na. Just tell me why. Na 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 na, na 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 na, na 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 na. Just tell me why. Na 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 na, na 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 na, na 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 na. Just tell me why. Na 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 na, na 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 na, na 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 na. Just tell me why.
Yo yo yo. That's my girl, Eva Universe. Make sure y'all come out and support. Convention Center. I heard Jabberwockies will be there. I heard everybody, Quest Crew, I heard everybody's going to be coming out there either performing or just representing. So if you're in town, make sure you go check that out. It's your boy, Shane Sparks, and I'm signing off. I got a long day ahead of me. It's a beautiful day in Los Angeles. So God bless, and I love y'all. E, talk to you later. Shane Sparks, Planet Dance, and I'm out. Peace.
You're listening to Planet Dance with Dan Smith.
Finally, we have a radio show dedicated to the dance world. Thank you, Shane.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Shane Sparks. You're listening to Planet Dance on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Network. If you got something on your mind about this dance world, call me 914-338-1303. And remember, be patient with your patience. And if you didn't know, I am a featured host on Blog Talk Radio. This is about to be the biggest show ever, so make sure you support Shane Sparks, Planet Dance, and I'm out.